Kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 High FM.
Sie gibt uns viel Vergnügen, damit auch wieder zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on HFM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts are Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan and Judy Moritz. Judy and the three Ks. Or the three Ks and Judy, whichever way you like to have it. Wir sind an Heint, dem 31. August.
In was? Sugar beans, is the end of the year.
31 August.
Das ist mein Mann ist Geburtstag heim.
Ja, mein Leder,
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wie die Zeit flitt. Nur zwei Wochen zu Rosh Hashanah.
Oh,
ich bin so angegreift.
Ja, noch zwei Wochen.
Zeit zu angreifen.
Und hier ist auch eine, Shoshana, Gerald Kaplan, but sein Bruder Leon, that's the anniversary today also.
Danke, richtig.
Ja, schkach.
Entschuldige.
Die Kaplans sind
Schkach. Wie kannst du glauben?
Today, the four of us will once again be bringing you an exciting and interesting show on the Kumsitz, which is always focused on the spirit of Yiddish. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us an SMS on 34519, a telegram on 0618951019, or an email at onair@chaifm.com. That is onair@chaifm.com.
We've gone back.
As usual, Ronnie will tell us some interesting Yiddish stories, which we will translate as we go along. And after the story late in the program, Ronnie will throw in a few words for translation. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will give us some insight into Jewish matters, and Judy will tell us about her choice of songs. I'm certain their chats will be of interest to all. Shoshana, give us a hint about your topic.
A großen Dank. Ich will boyen auf mein, a gute Frühmorgen zu an alle unsere Anhörers. First of all, I have to say good morning to everybody. Ich will boyen auf mein Bruder's, Meise, wird er gesagt, dem letzten Woch. Gedenkst du, am Mannig war reingekommen, fahren bin ich. Und er gewinnt dort eine Verwarnung. Und in Norden hat er gestorben.
Ja, sie vergessen nicht. Unsere Menschen haben gute...
Okay, gut. Aber ich will boyen auf das. Weil er heint in der Früh hat er gehört. Am Meister. Because I want to build on my brother's story from last week. Because this is like a completion of the Meister for me. What I heard this morning. Given Benny... What did the Rosh Kodel before? Vergessen. Anyway, Rogotnitsky, in Venice, yeah. Dem yo.
Venezia.
Rosh Chodesh Elo. Er Chazan, gegangen dorten, und ihn getroffen, 17 Jahre alt, Schluchim von Chabad. Du weißt, was sie tun. Sie gehen und sie helfen Menschen. Sagen, du bist ein Jid? Komm, ich will dir legen Zwillen auf der Hand. Und er gewinnt dort ein Sonntag. Und er gewinnt...
Du gehst jetzt oder?
Nein, ein bisschen später.
Okay, gut.
So, Shoshana will continue with her story, which follows on Ronnie's story from last week.
This is the Kumsitz.
So, thanks for that, Shoshana and Ronnie.
Und ich will
erzählen unser Meister.
Nein, ich gehe nicht erzählen unser Meister. Ich gehe sagen, was jetzt gesagt von Diskem, nicht noch mehr gehört. Sie haben 260 Plätze zu kaufen. Sie können sogar reingehen, wenn sie sagen, aber die größte Sache ist, am 1. September, sie geben euch 25% Discount an alle Schmeckerei.
Wow.
Oh, that's wonderful. And all their perfumes.
Ja. I'm going to put one word to you now, and think about it. What are steps in Yiddish?
Can I tell you?
Yes.
Trip.
Ich habe jetzt getrappt all the way up. Wenn load shedding, shedding of load, ich weiß nicht.
I know Kate Kurtzig can give you the bottom.
And you know how many stairs there are, Ronnie?
Nein, ich habe nicht gezählt.
Well, I'll tell you. There is 55 steps that you climbed. It's 10, maybe my adding is wrong. 10, 9. That's wie viel?
62.
57.
And another 10.
Ja, 80 steps wäre er. Ich habe verloren, gesund. Okay, was tut sich jetzt?
Zugekommen gesund. Zugekommen gesund.
Ich gebe
Ihnen gute Exercise
für dich. Exercise, yes, ich kann nicht walken. Exercise.
That's a good one, Ronnie. Was ist Exercise in Yiddish?
Hit am Lut. Ich habe ein paar meistens noch, ich weiß nicht, welchem zu erzählen. Okay, ich will erzählen, da wird einer gewollt Kassner haben, und er nicht gekannt Kassner haben. Ich habe das denn der Meister, der erzählt früher, ich weiß nicht, genau. So, es ist dein Vater gesorgt, dass mein Sohn wird sein, ein bisschen werden geheiratet. Ich will andere Sachen für der rabbinische Leile. Ich will machen Sachen.
Unnehmen
ein bisschen am Messer, Sachen zu tun.
Ich gedenke, dass wir oben die Masse gehört.
Okay, so dann ich
will nicht.
Nein, und er geht ihm früh morgen in Beit Knesset, in der Schule, geht er rein in die Schule, und er sieht sein Vater sich dort, und er sagt, der Vater, was kommst du da in die Schule? Ich meine, du kommst in, sagt er, ich bin von dir Heint, darf sein, als Schomer. Und die zweite Sache ist, geh Heint, stellen zweimal Zwillen. Was meinst du, zweimal Zwillen? Sagt er, nein, ich gehe stellen, ich nehme Rebbein und Tam. Ich will endlich in Davnen, ich will machen mit Rabbein und Tam zu füllen. Because ich habe gesagt, der Rabbein ist leider am Joren zurück. Also mein Sohn wird Chassner haben, will ich umnehmen, ein bisschen mehr Jiddischkeit. Das ist ein Maß, aber es hielt uns gesagt, ihr gehört. Okay.
Aber ich erzähle das in Englisch.
Ich sage das in Englisch.
Okay, no problem. So, this youngster, 28 years old, getting married, and he walks into shul, and there he sees his father sitting there. And he says to him, Dad, what are you doing here? He says, well, son, years ago, I took it upon myself that one day when my son gets married, I'm going to improve on my Yiddishkeit. I'm going to do more mitzvahs and whatever have you. So coming today, I came to listen to you because I'm your shomer, your God, G-U-A-R-D, not the other God that you're thinking of. And I'm here to look after you. And then when the service finishes, I'm going to put on tefillin twice. I'm going to put on my normal tefillin as I put on, and then I'm going to put on another pair of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So I'm here to fulfill my promise to the man upstairs.
They are fine,
But jetzt kriegt er das Seil in der Maas, oder kein? Okay. Gewinn in 2011 ist unser Prime Minister Rosh HaMedina in Israel geworden krank. Der Gedenkst, sein Name gewinnt Arik Sharon.
Ja, wir
sehen das in Golda, da kommen dann der Meister in Kopf.
Das ist gewinnt noch mehr rausgegangen von
Mitzrayim.
Not Mitzrayim,
aber Yom Kippur War.
No, no. No. Yes. When they pulled out of...
No. So, it geworden stark nie gesund. And them gehört am meisten, that, gewinn noch immer so, was er reingegangen in a coma. Ich weiß nicht, was a coma is. In Yiddish, er reingegangen in a coma. And noch er geht, echt reingegangen in a coma, gewinn in a coma for 3 Monaten. And es ist keine Sachen, die geholfen, gewinn in coma. So, kommt der Menschen zu, was für Arik Sharons Menschen, sagen sie, was hast du getan, was tust du für Arik, was wir kennen tun, unsere Vaters in derselbe Matzav. Es ist in derselbe Matzav. Oh, sagen sie, du weißt was, wir haben der Rabbinische Leilem zu danken für all die Sachen, was wir tun. Der Bein ist geworden stark nicht gesund. Und jetzt ist mein Vater gewesen, ist besser. Und es ist genommen Zeit und er gekommen besser. Sagen Sie, wir müssen euch zollen, was ihr wollt. Zu erzählen uns, was kann man tun, zu machen Arix besser.
Erzähl in Englisch.
So, this going back to 2011.
After they pulled out of Gaza.
It has nothing to do with God.
So Arik Sharon, who was the president, prime minister at the time, he unfortunately took ill, and he was in hospital.
In a coma.
And there was another gentleman also in a coma, and after a short while, the other gentleman recovered slightly. So Arik Sharon's people came to this gentleman's family, and they said to him, listen, guys, what have you done that, you know, we want to do the same thing so that Arik can also improve and get better and whatever have you.
And we'll pay you whatever
we'll you... We'll pay you whatever it costs.
So I can say, the way it was, the other man had 10 kinder, all of them said to him, a ganze Tag, for 3 Monaten, and the Rabbi Shalan had geholfen. He had us not.
So the fellow who recovered, he said, he has got 10 children, and they sat for 3 months all day long saying to heal him. And so, you know, if you've got that, you go for it.
Got it geholfen, and he got help, but I don't think you've got people for Arik to say,
enough people to say to heal him
for him.
But he did recover eventually, didn't he?
No, he never came out of his coma.
All right, well, one of those stories.
That's a true story again.
This one is in my lifetime, in our room, so we know that
it's a true story.
Yeah. Okay.
My Schwester gewesen dort in der Muhammad Zeit.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So you're an eyewitness to it, Shoshana.
I was engaged.
Yes, and
I was there for the 73 war.
That's why we brought you home.
Yeah.
We thought that we brought you via Italy, if I remember correctly.
You brought us home. That's how the plane went. Yeah. Yes, I was with my cousin Stanley Seif.
Uh-huh.
And beide gegangen to the airport. And this was given the 73 war, Yom Kippur war. Oh. Und der Mensch, der Amerikaner, gewinnt ein sehr zu Tumult. Wir dürfen rausgehen. Hat der Star vom LL gestein auf dem Bank und gesagt zu sein, shut up! Because if you don't, we won't be able to have any kind of order here. They told him to shut up. Anyway, mein Cousin und ich gewinnt dort und ich habe gehört auf der Microphone, in der Kaplan, Sif, you're on. Haben sie beide genommen uns, alle men gewinnen in unser Aeroplan mit Fighters to protect our plane. And gegangen von Tel Aviv bis Italy. Und von Italy gekommen zurück in Dramatica.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And you're here to tell the story. Yeah, kind of horror,
that's incredible. Yeah. Ellen is auch gewinnt dort.
Ellen gewinnt dort.
Er hat geschrieben zu Voyage für alle Amerikaner.
Absolutely.
He wrote their wills. because all the people in the hotels had left for the army.
So Alan manned the switchboard, and he helped all the Americans. Yeah.
Fantastic. So the Kaplans have got a
Kaplans.
Al, I hope you're listening.
Claim to fame.
And Ronnie in 1967. What's that claim to fame? Schach, boykies.
And what about Judy? Judy was also a member there. She was a volunteer. On Schlafort.
Megahetzet Kolayom.
Well done.
Megahetzet.
I went there to fight the war. Megahetzet Kolayom.
Ronnie, you'd nicky get this and kein Sach nicht dorten.
Ge verloren a Sach Gewicht.
Okay.
And du hast genommen, da ist Kolayot von der Ding. Richtig.
Okay. Right. Was noch?
This is the Kumsitz.
Here we are back on air, the 3Ks with Judy to continue with the show. Shoshana, talk about your topic.
Okay, so ich will ungehen von der Meister, mein Bruder gesagt, gewinn Benny Rogodnitsky in Venice dem Jahr Elo. Das ist gewinn er gegangen in Sonntag, hat er gegangen und gesehen, Schluchim von Chabad. Du weißt, wo sie tun. Sie gehen und sie tun sich von Tehil. So ganz Menschen bin ich da jid. Und ich wollte helfen zu uns tun,
zu füllen.
Nun, hat er gegangen Sonntag, hat er gesehen, zwei junge 17 Jahre alte Schluchim von Chabad. Und der Nigger hat zu viel Arbeit zu tun. Aber sein Gewinn sehr zufrieden, weil er Freitag Rosh Chodesh Elul haben sie getroffen, ein alter Mann, er gewinnt 96. Und er never
ich erzähle ein bisschen in Englisch euch.
Ah, okay. Benny Rogodnitsky, he was actually lived in South Africa when his father was here. And he is a cousin. He went to Venice, this Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he met 17-year-old Shluchim of the Rebbe, who, you know what they do? They go to people, they say, are you Jewish? And then if they say yes, then they say, we'll put on tefillin for you. So he was walking in a square in Venice, and he saw these 17-year-olds, and the business wasn't too good. But they were very happy. Why? Because on Friday, they were standing there, and they saw an old man. He was 96-year-old, never nicht gekannt worden. But they went up to him, and they said to him, are you Jewish? He says, no, I'm not Jewish, but my mama gave in Jewish. So then gesagt zu ihm, du weißt was, bei uns, als der Mama Zayid, willst du eiche Zayid. Dr. Tucker, er gewinnt 96. Sagen sie zu ihm, können wir Anton zufrieden von dir? Sagt er, ja, zu zufrieden von mir. So they put on zufrieden von ihm, an ihm, und sie gegangen, sehr gute 17-jährige, jährige, junge Bochrim, genommen ihm, zu gehen nach Hause, weil er nicht gekannt worden zu viel, zu gut. Er ist gegangen zu seinem Haus. Schabbos haben sie durchgekommen, wo er geblieben, und sein gesehen, er gegangen zu Schule. Und sein gesehen, ich denke, das ist wegen Hatzolle, ich weiß nicht, also haben Hatzolle dort in Venice, aber gewinnen Ambulanzen, und er sein gefragt, was passiert da, haben sie gesagt, als der Mann hat jetzt gestorben.
Oh, shame.
So, do you want to say it in English, please?
Yeah.
What's I'll say it. Okay. So, they put on tefillin on him on the Friday, and they were very lovely young bochrim, and they helped him to walk all the way home, so they knew where he stayed. They had to pass by where he stayed on their way to shul on Shabbos, and they saw an ambulance there, and they started inquiring, and they found out that their 96-year-old man that had put on tefillin had died. So it's the same story as my brother gesagt, in letzten Woche, as er gegangen zu Olam HaEmes mit der ein Mitzvah, and er nicht gewusst, als er gewinnt, a Yid, a Fila, in der ein Mitzvah to turn on the tefillin.
Unbelievable. Oh, Shkach, Shoshana.
I don't know where you guys find these stories
unbelievable,
from.
Unbelievable, huh? Hey?
But anyway, Now I'm going to have to start asking you, Shoshana, is the story true?
Das ist jetzt passiert.
No, I was always asking Ronnie. Ronnie, is the story true?
Jetzt passiert. No, okay. First of all, I know Benny Rogatinsky. Okay. I just got the story this morning, and I couldn't wait to come here to tell you the story.
Okay. So, Judy, your turn.
Na, my turn. Schau. So, erstens darf ich sagen, a großer Dank zu allem. Du weißt, für was. This week, Rabbi Shmuel Latner von Israel hat geschickt mir Musik. And Roz Petley, which we're going to put on today, put music on. So I didn't have to do any of my Chalamalulu like I usually do. Because they hat mir herangeschaut. You cannot believe. Umutum. It was absolutely fantastic. And Yoram Oechet, I dank to Alleman. And without a further to do, Kregela, Mervellen Heron, das is Yiddish!
This is the Kumsitz.
I'm Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-hosts, Ronnie and Shoshana Kaplan and Judy Moritz. To all our listeners, share your thoughts with us on any topic you may wish to discuss. Let us know if you'd like us to feature a particular song or even a particular topic in upcoming shows. Send us an SMS on 34519, text us on Telegram at 0618951019, or email us from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com. So, Shoshana. You just gave Cindy a reminder.
Yeah.
She got it here.
Oh, she got it?
She sent in two, not one.
She sent in two.
Yeah, two straight away.
I dank, Cindy, I dank.
So, she says something about, she sent in three. See, if you say some more, she'll send in more. She says, hi, Yiddish Mannschaft. Great show today. Great stories and fabulous music. Thanks. That's in four messages.
Thanks.
And Carol, who's Carol Arangishvili?
Carol was, she wrote into the earlier one, so she, to the previous show. But anyway, I'm sure Carol's listening there.
Yeah.
And to all the other people who are listening, including my staff who said that they would listen this morning, if you're listening, well done. Thanks. Shoshana, you want to finish off?
I finish off that story. Aber jetzt will ich reden wegen der letzten zwei Donnerstags habe ich geredet wegen wie man ungreiten für Rosh Hashanah. The last two Thursdays I spoke about how we should prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah und ich habe noch eine Eichet. Ich will reden wegen Hakaras Hatov. Judy hat gesagt Hakaras Hatov zu den Menschen, was reingeschickt alle Sachen. Und ich will sagen, ich gehört in der Brief von unser Ureinigel dem letzten Donnerstag hat Rabbi Plancy eine von der anderen Seite so geredet und gesagt, ihr darf hoffen, HaKadosh Hatov. Als mir sagt HaKadosh Hatov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu jetzt in Elo, das meint, als mir sagen, Hashem, a Dank, was du mir gegeben, Leben dem letzten Jahr. So, als mir sagen, a Dank zu Rabbeinu Shalom. Und HaKadosh Baruch Hu sagt, du weißt was, ich hätte gegeben Leben, du hast mir gesagt, hat Dank, und von dein HaKadosh Hatov, ich denke, ich hätte gegeben noch ein Jahr.
So say that in English.
Okay, so the last 2 weeks I was speaking about how you prepare yourself for Yontif, for Rosh Hashanah, because we can't arrive at Rosh Hashanah not being prepared. It's like going to an exam. And you can't just sit there without writing, without knowing what to write. So it's the same thing. So this last week, Thursday, we had the birth of our great grandson, and his great grandfather, Rabbi Plancy, in London, has spoke about Hakaras Hatov, that Hashem, we should say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you in Elul, because he obviously gave us the good stempel to have our whole life from last year until this year. And Hashem says that if you will say thank you to me and you'll appreciate the fact that I gave you last year, then I'll look very kindly on you and give you another year. for all the things that he has given to us. The fact that we had a place to stay, the fact that we had what to eat, what we had to the clothing, all the things, all the all systems in our body work, or at least they're trying to work. and thank you, Hashem. And if we would only appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, thank you, and we go into Rosh Hashanah with a very strong possibility of having another year of a positive year, a year to help in the community, to contribute to the community. Thank you very much.
Well done, Shoshana. Words of truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that song that we just heard about Das ist Yiddish, this is Yiddish.
Yeah.
So there's certain things in Yiddish that you say which haven't got the same, they've got them, it's easy to translate into English, yeah, but it doesn't
have
mean
the same meaning.
They haven't got the same meaning.
Like if you tell somebody in Yiddish, and I'm sorry that I'm saying this on air, but if you say to somebody, "Go in dread," it basically means
go to hell.
But the point is, when you say "go in dread" in Yiddish, it means go to hell, but enjoy the journey, enjoy the trip. Ronnie, yeah, your turn. Give us a por vata.
Or the one that your teeth fall out, except for one. You should have two sacks. Like,
yeah. We'll talk about those jokes next week, okay?
What's enough?
Genug.
Okay.
Genug Shein.
Okay, what's a railing when you walk up a rail in your house, Judy?
Ich weiß nicht, a rail. Ich geh, and Martin geht a toge nach auf der rail.
No.
Was zu anhalten.
Nein. Schrift doch an a perennetze.
A perennetze.
Oh. What's a container?
Oh,
Ronnie, you're getting technical.
No, yeah, Ronnie, why for what is so schwer?
Because I tell you why. Because simple words make it all the easy.
So last is with the easy joke.
Last week you flew through all them very quickly. So
it was to hold.
What's a container to hold things?
A schlüssel.
A bagage. No, that's a sweet.
What is a schlüssel?
A schlüssel.
A schlüssel is a bottle.
A container is a halter.
A halter. Eppes was a halter.
Yeah. Okay, what's the last?
The letzte.
Good. What's married?
Getreut.
Verheiratet. Okay, listen.
Herod.
No.
Einhochen.
What's a good person?
A guter Mensch.
A guter Mensch, correct. What's sickness?
Krankheit.
Krankheit.
Okay. What's well read?
Sehr gut.
A kluger man.
No, not a kluger is clever, but the other one is well read. That means he's educated. That's what he wants. He wants the word educated. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well read.
Oh,
yes.
Ronnie's stumping us today.
Okay.
Belesend.
Okay, I also got one. Jede Mutter denkt, ihr Kind ist schön.
Every mother thinks the child is beautiful.
Yes,
her child is beautiful.
Jeder Mensch ist auf sich allein blind.
Every person is also blind.
They're blind to their faults.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, carry on.
Found the place.
Gefundener Platz.
Okay. Understand.
Verstehen.
Yeah. To fix.
Zu wegmachen.
No idea.
Keine Ankling.
Not for Shoshana.
Kein Verstand.
Nein, it's something to do with Anklingen. It's something to do. Einfeld.
Nicht Einfeld. It's no ideas. Nischken. Ahnung.
I got one for you. They stimmen wie a Katz und a Hund.
They're
also
like
a dog.
What is deaf?
Deaf.
Toib is correct. Fix, you know. Okay, yeah. What's pick up?
Aufzuheben
is correct. What's that to make it lower?
Mach das ein bisschen niedrig ist low.
Niedrig ist korrekt.
Go up. Hilfe, like a champ. Also Leib schläft. Lass ihm schlafen.
The lion sleeps, leave him alone.
Let him sleep.
Yeah. What are tires on a car? You know tires?
Something like riddle or something.
Riddle is a wheel.
Yeah, but something like that.
Riddle because it's got to do with a car.
I got one.
Wait, Judy.
Warte,
Redder.
Redder.
R-E-D-D-E.
Yeah.
Redder. A resh mit ein Ein, mit ein Dalet, mit ein A. Okay.
Do not understand.
Verstehe nicht.
Ich verstehe gar nicht.
Right to start.
Und zu halten.
Und zu fangen.
Und zu fangen. Jesus.
Sicher ist man, nur mit ein Teut.
What? Sicher?
Sicher ist man.
One thing you're sure of, and that is you're going to die.
You're going to die.
Ich schon nicht. Eliyahu nicht gestorben.
Ja, sehr gut.
Ja, gegangen in den Himmel.
What's the other way round?
Der andere Weg. Arum.
Nein.
Arum zu kehren.
Nein.
The other way round.
Yes.
Über
gehen.
No.
Give up.
Verkehrt.
Verkehrt. Ach, man.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, I was in Fakir. That's where they went the wrong way.
Okay.
What is busy?
Vernommen.
Vernommen is correct.
Richtig.
Yeah, Hilton weiß alles Dinge.
Einmal ist gewesen a Chochma.
Once there was a joke.
No, once time it was a joke only.
A trick is clever only once.
Yeah.
Tachrim macht men ein Kaschen.
Was?
Tachrichim.
Tachrichim, ja. Tachrichim. Ja, that's it. The Tachrichim haven't got pockets.
Tachrichim are what they're doing.
You know why? Because they don't accept American Express.
But there was the story that somebody came to a deal with a chef.
Yeah.
And they said, listen.
I want socks.
No. For Chaim Shmerel. When he passes on, please, he's begged us to please put pockets in his, in the tachrichim.
What's going on? Is that a handshell in his pockets?
No, Alsan Geld gedacht mitnehmen mit him. Because he heard that the banks opened a branch on the other side.
Dasselbe Sache, wie ich gehört, dasselbe Sache. Es ist eine gestorben, kommen sie alle zu der Leweihe, und alle warfen da rein Geld, Musumen. Cash kommt einer hochem und geht und schreibt a check and er lost the check and nimmt das Geld.
The klein Geld. Isn't that beautiful? Did you hear what Ronnie said, everybody?
No, you translate.
I'll tell it. They came to this funeral and everybody was throwing money into the and cash. Cash was all cash. And along came a guy and he wrote out a check and it was very clever and he took out all the money.
Now first he threw the check in.
He first threw the check in and he took out all the money, the change.
Oh yes, a bit of a galley.
Ah, that's so cute. Das ist ein Witz. Now that's a joke.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Shoshana, you've got Ronnie while he's still thinking of some words. I think he's finished them. Over to you, Shoshana.
Okay, okay, great.
She finishes off your another bit.
Another bit. Ich gehört, als mir darf so, das hilft als Sach in Elul, von der erste Rosh Chodesh Elul bis Yom Kippur ist 40 Tage. Und das ist die Zeit, wo es Moshe Rabbeinu gegangen zu fliegen der Brennische Leute noch der Egel von Kapora. Und der Kodesh Baruch Hu hat gewähnt dort 40 Tage und wir sagen Tehillim der 40 Tage. Und der 40. Tag, der sie gewinnt, Yom Kippur, sie gekommen zurück und gesagt, Salachti, Kidevarecha, I've forgiven you as you have asked. So, must I say the whole story beforehand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, so, in English, yeah.
Okay. So, the first day of Elul until Yom Kippur is 40 days. And we have a program of how many Tehillim to say so that we start the first three on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we finish the last 36 on Erev Yom Kippur and on Yom Kippur, because Moshe Rabbeinu went upstairs and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please forgive the Jewish people for the Chet HaEgel, and when he came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Sadachti bit kidevarecha. That's what we say in the davening on Yom Kippur, because Hashem gave us, He gave us, Salachti, what is it?
Forgiveness.
And that's why Yom Kippur is the day that He gives us forgiveness for that. And ich hab einmal zu erzählen, ich hab Zeit. For Tehillim. Given a Platz in Europa, in Efrut in Germany. Und das ist gewesen ein sehr kleiner Platz. Und das, in der Platz, hat nicht durchgekommen, Programmen. The Goyim hat verlassen, den kleinen Platz. Aber, da gewinnt ein alter Mann, und er hat allemal gesucht zu Hillim in den kleinen Platz. Nun, er hat gestorben, und gekommen zurück in Acholem to the Rav von der Platz, und er hat gesagt zu ihm, du weißt, als ich gesagt Tilim alle Woche, der ganze Tilim, und das ist gewesen zu helfen, das ist gewesen, it was a protection for the kleiner Platz gegen the pogroms. So there was an old man who lived in this little city, which had never ever been attacked by pogroms, but he died. And he came back to the rabbi in a dream, and he said to him, I have said to him all these years that I was there, but now that that you're not protected by my Tehillim, I want you to know, as das geht sein a pogrom, und ich sorg dir to the Rav zu sorgen den Menschen, als darf nach weggehen von dorten. I'm telling you now, because I said to Hillim, because I used to protect the little place, that they allowed me to come back and to give you a warning. So the Rav gesorgt zu den Menschen, was gehört von der alte Mann, geh weg, und the Menschen was zugehört zu ihm, the people who listened to his warning, they left, and those who didn't, they were gestorben. There was a program.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to hear him is sehr, sehr choshev zu sorgen. Sorgen die ganze Zeit, aber jetzt in Elul und bis Yom Kippur, sorg zu hear him.
Habe ich es nächten gesagt, von 120 bis 150.
Wow. Sehr gut. Sehr gut. Nur nächten gesagt?
I'm telling you, by the time we finish with this Yiddish, Craig will be able to speak Yiddish.
Anyway, just a reminder to all our listeners, to our audience, to send your comments on any matter or topic for discussion, either by SMS on 34519, by telegram on 061-895-1019, or by email at onair@chaifm.com. We'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hi. So, it's almost time for us to say goodbye. The 3 Ks and Judy, or Judy and the 3 Ks, whichever way you want it. Ronnie, Shoshana, Judy, and Hilton will be back with you next week at the same time, same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Goodbye, and thanks to all at Chai FM. Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew. Stay safe, drive carefully, and enjoy yourselves. Good Shabbos.
Und ein gewünschter Shabbos zu allen Menschen.
Shabbos.
Ja, noch 2 Shabbosim ist
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
So, great Sachon for Rosh
Hashanah. Was? The second Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah.
Ja, that's what he's saying.
So, wir fangen Sliches next week.
Ja.
Huh? We're going to start Sliches next week.
A guten Shabbos und great Sachon for Rosh Hashanah, was wir alle zusammen gelernt.
Moshkach Shoshana.